Welcome, everyone, to another episode of I Live the 80s.
All aboard!
For tonight's show, we are going on a yacht tonight. No way back machine. We're on a yacht. And as always, next to me, I've got Fontana. I am your Captain Joe for tonight. And Fontana is hanging with Mr. Google. What's up, guys?
Hey, Joe, this is Fontana and my good friend. Hey, Joe, this is Google. What's up, dude? We're hanging out on the high seat. What's that?
Mm-mm. We are about to get moving on the high seas.
Woo!
We are venturing out.
Dude,
we are about to get sailing on the high seas tonight. We are here to talk all about, as you can see behind me, yacht rock. Yes, yes, yacht rock. That new category of music, maybe it came out a few years back. I don't know. And it's wonderful stuff. It's stuff from the 70s, stuff from the 80s. And it is, it's a category all its own, but it has so many amazing people that have sang it over the years that have gotten synonymous with the term. And we are going to talk all about our favorites. You can chime in with yours, and we're going to give you our top five before we end the show tonight. Of course, we will have a lyric to guess as well, which will be related to yacht rock also. So, Chris, we can see you from Facebook. Yes, you are here.
Yes. He
said, I'm smoking for you guys.
Yes. Smoking on the sea. Smoking some salmon. Yeah. Smoking
salmon. I see. We have, actually, you're in two places, Chris. We see your rock and wrestling account, too. Gene is here. What's up, Gene? How are you? We have Big Dan, who's ready for Yacht Rock Night. Yes. We are ready for Yacht Rock Night. We're gonna do some songs. We're going to play some stuff. We're going to give you some clips. We're going to do a little bit of everything tonight. And we are sailing on the high seas. Gina says this is going to be some show.
Jen, how are you, Jen?
Chris is
hope
putting
you got your
down.
Boat shoes on. Yeah.
What's up, Jen? I think it's Jen's birthday tomorrow, actually. Or Friday.
Happy birthday, Friday. Jen.
Yes. Happy early birthday to Jen. Ooh. Jen's birthday is Friday. All it is.
Who
is
all has your collars popped? How? How? Yeah.
I have no collar, but yes, yes. If I had one, I would. We've got. Let's see. Chris said all it is soft rock repackaged. LOL. Not true. It is yacht rock. It is not repackaged soft rock.
It's got its own channel on Sirius.
Yes, it does. That's how
best channel ever.
It is. That's how important it is. Yes. So we're going to talk a little bit about this. We're going to talk about, like I said, what our favorites are. We're going to talk about some of the people who probably wouldn't be remembered if not for yacht rock. So we're going to get into it in just a second. My friend Val's dad, Dennis, looks just like Michael McDonald. And whenever she posts a picture of him on Facebook, I respond to the picture of Michael. Well, Michael McDonald is definitely going to be talked about tonight, no doubt. I've got a bunch of them from him that are ready to go. So yes, Michael McDonald definitely be talked about tonight, no doubt. So it's funny because I think that Fontana over there sent me a playlist not too long ago of this, and I kind of didn't know it existed actually until he sent me this playlist of it. And so ever since then, that is how I got introduced to yacht rock. So that was all due to Fontana.
Yeah.
There you go. Fontana and the Stash. Fontana, did you model that after John Oates?
Yes, I did. I like John Oates.
I thought you
He's might. One I... sexy MF, if you know what I'm talking about.
I thought you might have. Yes, it looks.
I just wish I had that fine curly hair like he has. You know, that kind of just went. It kind of went this way, and then it just went down my back. You know what I mean? It should travel down that way and then down to my butt crack. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
that's all.
Yes, there you go. All right. So does Jimmy Buffett count? Sure, Chris. Yeah, you count anything you want.
Yeah, why not?
What the hell? If you're joining us on the boat ride, you can count whatever you want to count.
As long as it's like soft and like mellow, you know what I mean? Just kind of makes you want to chill, just kind of be cool.
You're relaxing, the sun is shining, the wind is in your face, along with the seawater.
You don't have socks on with your shoes. As long as you can like wear shoes without socks.
Yes.
And just like, you know, maybe some nice shorts and just you're sitting on a boat and just relaxing, the sun's shining, all's good. Everything's nice. Copacetic. Everything's copacetic, man.
The women are tanning good. There. Yes.
Tanning.
Yes.
Yes. It's all good.
Sure. Jimmy Buffett.
Like in the background here, you know, you see there was nice boats and a DeLorean.
The boats and the DeLorean. Yes.
Yeah. I did see and that. Everything's that's good. Yeah. It's all nice.
It's all nice and good. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the people who really made this what it is. Mm-hmm. Let's get started. I'm going to start off with one.
All right, dude.
Cross. Yes. And Christopher Cross, I mean, listen, his songs are pretty much all yacht rock, anything you could say. And the one that stands out, obviously, is Sailing, because it makes sense, because it's sailing, it's a boat, it's a song about sailing. And Christopher Cross's sweet voice and vocals kind of make yacht rock what it is. And Sailing was always one of my favorite songs. Very mellow ballad, can put you in that kind of a, you know, that kind of a light mood and really kind of, you know, gets, I mean, it can get you a little depressed, I guess, too. Maybe if you, you know, you remember some things from it, but, Sailing is where I would like to start because that always reminds me of yacht rock. I mean, it's Sailing, right? What about you, dude?
It's Sailing.
It's Sailing.
I'm going to have to go with a little bit of, kind of like the salad, man. Like a little bit of ambrosia.
Oh.
The biggest part of me, if you know that one.
Yes,
you know, bum, 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 bum. Like that one. You
mean this? Just... There you go. There you go.
Yes. Just a little bit of ambrosia kicking in there. And it just kind of gets you, like, just that little, like, get you grooving, like a little bit of that, like that. And then just, and it just gets you rolling a little bit.
Listen to the vocals in the back, the smooth sounds in the background.
Just a little bit of, and it's just beautiful. A little bit of ambrosia. And you know what? You could just eat a little bit of ambrosia while you're listening to ambrosia.
Having a mimosa.
And it just all is just right with the world at that moment in your life. That's it's right. Just there. You know what I mean? It's that. And then, I mean, the only thing better than that, I mean, honestly, is if you're just, you know.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
Having a little bit of the bubbly. If you're just sipping a little bit of the bubbly while you're on the yacht, you know what I mean? Like, that's
there you
it.
Go. There you go.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
That's it, man. Look.
I mean, listen, we're really pulling out all the stops tonight. You know what I mean? Like,
we've blown our budget for the year.
I mean, if the copyrights and all that, like, if, you know, hey, we're low budget. You know, we've got, like, low viewers, we're not monetized, so what the hell, you know.
You can't stop laughing. Yes,
next week we'll have like kangaroos fornicating on the episode, you know what I mean? What the heck, anything for viewership, right.
Hey, what are you gonna do? Yeah, well, like you said, we're just pulling, we don't care. I mean, you know, the we have to live up to our, you know, our reputation for the people in Australia. I mean, this is what we have to teach them, what yacht rock's about. So yes, we are pulling out all the stops. Air Supply, Captain and Tennille, Steely Dan, the Doobie Brothers, Christopher Cross, Bread, Michael McDonald, etc. I rest my case. Yes, Big Dan's talking about perfect time for the porn stats because he's watching the Mets documentary with Keith Hernandez and his legendary mustache. I wonder when they started this category. I don't know. It couldn't have been too long ago. Because again, I don't ever remember it being around, and I used to listen to a lot of this stuff. I mean, locally here, they probably have been playing this kind of music on Magic 93 for ages. So they could have fit really right in with that, especially back in the day. I found out last night, my brother-in-law, our mutual friend, and my mom both hate Sailing. How could you hate Sailing by Christopher Cross? That's horrible. That's terrible. Think of Laura. Don't cry, General Hospital, says Caleb. Nancy's thinking of Laura.
Bookabee! Damn you, Bookabee, you're bringing me down with this talking about repackaged shit. You're bringing me down, Bookabee. It is not repackaged. You are making me angry, Buckaby. You and me used to be buddies. Don't do it. All right. You're making Googly upset, man. Can't be doing it, Buckby.
No, you cannot. Mm. That would be very, very, very bad to make Googly upset.
We're losing viewers, too. Our viewers are dropping, dude. I guess the Yacht Rock's killing them, man.
The Yacht Rock's they're not liking the Yacht Rock.
No, they're not liking the Yacht Rock. Oh, well. Hey, it's all about
stuff to do tonight. Who knows? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? All right. I'm going to go next with this one because whenever I hear it, it brings a smile to my face. And it is going to be the first of probably many that I will play that has Michael McDonald in it. But here you go. This one is actually one James Ingram. And of course, it is also Michael McDonald. And if you can figure out what the name of this song actually means, it's something religious, I believe. But it's called Yamo Be There.
You talk about this one often, man.
I do. I love this song. And, of course, Michael McDonald's legendary vocals. Hey, listen, if you can go through Yacht Rock songs, and I have to laugh, because every time I listen to this on Sirius, and here you get it. And there he is. That's actually James Ingram, Michael McDonald comes in after. But every time I listen to this on Sirius, you can listen to so many songs on this channel. And you can hear Michael McDonald in the background. He sings so many background vocals, especially on a lot of these songs. He sings on Toto's I'll Be Over You. There's so many songs that he is on in this part of the 80s and this kind of music that it's unbelievable. Michael McDonald was all over the place. So there you go.
Big Dan says.
So that is Yamo Be There. And that is one of my favorite Yacht Rock songs. Go ahead, dude.
Our good friend Big Dan says the term Yacht Rock as it pertains to his genre was first used in 2005.
Okay. All right. I didn't think it was that old, actually. Really think it was that long ago. Encyclopedia Brodanica. Thank you yet again.
Chris, our good friend Chris, it's all about Ride Like the Wind and Arthur's theme. Arthur's theme is just you know.
Yes.
Such a great song.
Arthur. Yes.
With Sir Dudley Moore. God rest his soul.
That was a good movie. I haven't seen that in a while. I used to have it on TV all the time. It used to be always on in repeats and stuff like that, but I haven't seen it in ages. That was a good movie. Yeah, good movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
The term Yacht Rock is okay. We got that one. Nancy's talking about the Wiz. Early on yet.
Chris, you won me. Chris, you're always in my heart. You're always in my heart. You always have me back. Don't you worry.
We're early on in the show here.
You and I, we would have a good time on a yacht. Definitely. Definitely. Chris would be a fun time on a yacht. Let me tell you. Absolutely. Because he would bring some stuff on that yacht, and that yacht would be kicking. Let me tell you.
The yacht would be rolling.
That yacht would be rolling. So go ahead, Joe. Am I up?
You are up, man.
All right. I don't want to get into because I have some of my favorites.
Yeah,
so
we don't get into the top five. You can just do random. I know what this is already. Lido.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack.
Little bit of Lido shuffle. You know, there was one time. There was one time that me and my good friend, and I'll let him tell the story.
Did you know someone named Lido?
No, but my good friend. So this one time, me and my good friend Fontana, we're out cruising the Hollywood Strip, and we were drunk. We wandered into this bingo hall, and what came on? The Lido Shuffle. So we pulled up all these old ladies and we got them doing the Lido Shuffle. Well, one thing you know, girdles came flying off. prune juice was spilled all over bodies. Hips were broken. Lots of hips were broken. Walkers were thrown in the aisles. It was the best old lady orgy that Fontana and I ever had. Oh, my God, it was craziness. Let me tell you something. That was the one first time I got Fontana into the old ladies. And, oh, you know, whew. Because, you know, it's no secret that, you know, Google likes them old. But Fontana didn't. It was a good time. Right, Fontana? Yeah, it was true. It was a good time. It was a good time.
Yeah. I just saw Nancy's comment. Ed, you look like the leather guy from The Village People.
I like disco. You know, funny thing, I was watching a good documentary on Netflix about Studio 54. It's pretty awesome. It was really cool. But thanks, Nance. I like that. All there I need go. Is like the cowboy hat or whatever. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go. See, and now.
We're in the basement tonight, man.
Oh, what are you going to do? Everybody has
Billy Ocean. I got a good Billy Ocean one that I like, too. Oh, no, good. You're up. Oh, you're up, dude.
All right. This one got popular, obviously, because of a movie that it ended up being in, but I always like this one, so here we go.
Oh, yes.
Of course, Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy brought a lot of this back. There's a port on the western bay. Randy, you're a fine girl. This is by Looking Glass. This is on a King of Queens episode, yes. Two, actually, where Doug Heffernan was doing karaoke and singing this. So, say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Good song. When you want to just get. And this is a good, nice, mellow tune. And again, you can just see yourself out on the beach or out on the deck of the boat on one of those nice chairs with a drink in your hand, staring at the sun and looking for Brandy. So there you go. Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. One of my favorite yacht rock songs. You guys need to start. I mean, there's only like five of you out there. So make sure you start telling us what songs.
Oh, yeah. We're just really like... I guess a lot of people don't like yacht rock. Kind of sad, but hey.
Apparently not. Big Dan says, Joe, I can hear Ego singing along in my head to this. Yes. Of course, it got the popularity from Guardians too. Google reminds me of that scene in That's My Boy when Sanders looking at the young and old pics of Tony Orlando's mom, LOL. Oh, my gosh. All right. Ed, go ahead, man. You're up.
So I guess really what we could say, like before, like we kind of got ahead of ourselves. Like, I guess we could really should explain like where yacht rock kind of came from, man. Like, you know, like yacht rock kind of started out, like, what would you say? It started in like the 70s, maybe like,
I mean, this has always been around from there. I mean,
like maybe the mid 70s, like 75. Like,
yeah. Probably mid like to what, 85. And then it kind of went away for a little while, I guess. But then, I mean, when disco came, disco kind of took everything out. So from like 78 to maybe 81, 82. And then when MTV came, it kind of made a comeback. It started coming back a little bit because you'd see a lot of these songs that were from the late 70s and stuff like that would then be put out on videos because no one had ever seen a lot of the artists or anything like that. So a lot of it came back then. And then you had rock bands kind of doing ballads as well. So the ballads were, you know, I'm not talking the hair metal bands and stuff like that, but bands like Quarter Flash, the Motels, you know, doing, you know, slower songs and stuff, you can always throw them into this genre. But guys like Christopher Cross, I mean, Hall & Oates, some of these bands had their best success in like the early to mid 80s. So it was from maybe 82 to 85, 86, 87, and then it made a comeback then.
Okay. It's more like what you call like adult rock than maybe like you it know what was I mean? Like,
yeah I mean it was played
like
a lot, adult, yeah.
like oh Trex, hello Trex, T-Rex,
hey, Trex, T-Rex, kind of a hybrid of adult contemporary. Yeah
I mean, it's like more like adult easy listening, like it just soothes your soul.
You remember listening to those stations when you were driving home at night, and the DJ would talk really quiet because it's past 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, remember the love line? Remember the love line that used to be on Magic 93?
Delilah. My girl Delilah. Right.
Yes, Delilah from the love line. What are you going to send out to your girlfriend tonight? What are you going to do? And the DJ would always talk like this, really quiet, because it was that quiet time, the relaxing time. And a lot of that was this kind of music as well. So, yes, Delilah on the radio late at night when you were driving.
Hey, Brian Noor.
What's up, Brian? How are you?
If we really talk like this the rest of the night, everybody fall asleep tonight. It's like Bob Ross on the radio. You know what I mean? Like, hey.
Hey. Oh my goodness. Yes. Brian's talking about a classmate of ours. We had some bad news today about a classmate of ours who had passed away. Very, very young.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes. Yeah. I knew her really well. She actually lived not too far down the street from me when I was growing up. But yes. Nancy says the Miami Vice theme song.
Jen Hammer was more a little excitable than easy to listen.
Yeah, that may have been a little bit kind of heavy for this with the guitars and the keyboards and stuff. Maybe you might have heard that on there. According to research, yacht rock derived from the Beach Boys. They are the Jedi Grandmasters of the genre. Now, see, I wouldn't have thought that because the Beach Boys were more all
surfing-ish.
Like summerish and stuff like that. I mean, I could see maybe Kokomo, maybe being this.
Yeah, if you're on the beach.
Yeah, I could see that maybe being that. So, but I don't know. They were more like surfing rock, I think. And they even had like surfer rock on compilations and stuff back in the 80s too. So.
They were kind of upbeat, like happy, like, you know, hanging on the beach, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Surfing USA, like that kind of stuff. Yeah, they were, you know, they were more like that kind of thing, like beach party rock, I guess you can call it. Soft like rock with adult contemporary.
Christopher Cross would be my, and like, you know what I mean? Like, he would be the man, you
the
know?
God like, of I don't know, man.
Oh, excuse me. I hear somebody at my door. What's that? Oh, who's that at my?
Pardon me, but you have any gray poupon?
Oh my God! Someone was asking me if we had some gray poupon. Did you hear that?
Did he knock on your cabin door?
He was knocking on my cabin door. Why? But of course I have some gray poupon. Hold on a second. Oh, wow! The gray poupon guy was at my door asking for some gray poupon, dude.
You never know when he's going to show up, man.
You never know who's going to be at my door.
When he's going to show up at the cabin door.
Oh my God!
You just see
pandemonium here on the Yacht Rock cruise today.
That's why you gotta be prepared. You always have to have that gray poupon with you.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Smuggler's Blues says Chris. Good song. I don't know though if I'd call that Yacht Rock either. The stuff with that guitar in it, I don't know. It might be I guess maybe you could. It was the music you liked. If your friends found the cassette, it was your dad's. Yeah, that's a good explanation, Trex. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one is Christopher Cross. Air Supply is next. Air Supply, yeah, you could. Their Air Supply was very ballady. Like, they were, most of their stuff was like ballads and stuff like that. So, I guess maybe you could. California references, it's like the West Coast offense driving from both. Boy, man, Big Dan, you really remember your sports, dude. I used to think I was a sports guy, but dude, you got me beat. Nancy says the Carpenters. I guess you could put them in there. I don't know. I liked some of the more like the unknown bands, I guess. The ones that maybe you wouldn't have heard much of. Here's another one of mine. I've always liked this song, and not just because my name's in it, but this is one of my favorite, and I think these guys are a genuine yacht rock band. I think pretty much everything they did is yacht rock. So here's this one.
Oh yeah.
Now how smooth is that? The little guitar at the beginning. Quick, tell me what it is, guys. What song is it?
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the
say my name pretty soon. Right here.
Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe.
Are you gonna stay here, Joe?
Some people say
this town don't look good in snow. See, I like it too. This doesn't like snow.
You don't care.
You don't care.
I know.
Venture a highway in the sun. There you go. In the sun. By America. Again, one of my favorite bands in this genre. And I think really, if you listen to any America album, it's going to all be very similar to this. Guitar like that. Nothing really that heavy. Kind of poppy, kind of upbeat. They did a song called The Horse with No Name, which I thought was great. They also did a song a little bit later in the 80s called You Can Do Magic, which was probably maybe my most favorite song by them. But they're a band who you probably can't listen to much of anything and not categorize it as yacht rock. So America, one of my favorites. Bertie Higgins, Key Largo. Key Largo is a great song. That would definitely be Seals and Croft. Fleetwood Mac or even Jefferson Starship. Fleetwood Mac, I guess you could categorize some of their stuff, maybe even like the middle 80s stuff, maybe. America, Dan, I just played. Yes. See, there you go. We're on the same wavelength. We're on the same wave on the water, Dan. We're on the same wave on the yacht.
On the wave, man.
Yes, the yacht. We are on the same wave on the yacht. Yes, America, definitely, without a doubt. And I watched a live show by them recently, maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
So do you think like these people? Do you think these people who own yachts like actually listen to this music, or do you think they like? Do you think they laugh like when people like the peons like us actually
call it yacht rock?
Like. You know, listen to this music. Like, do you think they look down their nose and they're like, oh,
you mean like the DJ on the yacht rock radio station goes,
yeah, like, do you think they're like, look at these pieces of garbage? Like, they're listening to this easy listening to me. Like, are they listening to like thrash metal and are they smashing stuff and buying new stuff? And like, you know what I mean? Like, what's going on these yachts? Like, because obviously I'm not a billionaire, so I don't own a yacht. You know what I mean? So, like, what's going on? Like, I just sneak aboard them and just, like, you know, have crazy stuff. Like, you know, look at Mr. Buckby. His yacht's playing Maiden, Slayer, and Priest. Like, that's a rocking yacht.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, me and Googley, we go sneak aboard and we have these, like, crazy other yachts, you know? We go aboard the elderly yachts.
That's a party yacht.
Yes. It's a party, yeah. Surprise. So I'm going to just segue into my song. And this is going to be my song that I pick for a good yacht song.
Oh, my God.
This is what I think of.
Fantastic.
This is the epitome of a yacht.
I was tired of my lady.
Yes.
And now all of you will have this song in your head.
Pina Colada song.
All the favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping,
Rupert Holmes. If you like Pina Colada. And there's another guy too. That's a perfect example. Because he did a song called Him. What's she gonna do about him?
One of my favorite songs by him is like a lesser known song called Let's Get Crazy Tonight. And a lot of people don't know that song, but I absolutely love that song.
Here's another one. I don't know if anybody heard, but here's another one that he did.
Telephone. Or answering machine, right?
Yep. Love this song.
Yep.
Love this song. His songs always, and you'll notice this about Yacht Rock too.
We'll see, Nancy.
The songs will tell stories. So this one is a silly little story about him calling his girlfriend, basically wanting to propose to her. And what happens? Her answering machine picks up. So there is no way. And the dilemma. And no one will ever know this dilemma today. No one will ever know this. He gets cut off. So he can't even say what he's wanted to say. The answering machine cut him off because it used to only give you like so many seconds of talk. So he couldn't even do what he wanted to do. So he asks her, and it cuts him, and then she calls him back, and the same thing happens. And she talks to his answering machine, and then she tries to leave, tries to tell him the answer, and she gets cut off, so he doesn't know what she said. It's the ultimate dilemma on an answering machine, and you could only get that in the 80s, because who the hell has answering machines today? Nobody even listens to voicemail anymore. So there you go. A dilemma because of an answering machine. So brilliant.
Nancy said she saw America at Misericordia. Nancy, see, you don't know what Yacht Rock is, and that's what we're doing here at our podcast. Is not only are we here to talk about the 80s and stuff like that, but we're here to entertain and teach. So for some of you, like our younger viewers who don't know what the 80s are about, maybe some weren't even born then. We're here to teach about the 80s.
That could very well be.
And Google, well, tell them, I'm here to teach you about other things. So you could just call 1-800-GOOGLE.
Oh, don't.
I'll teach you the love stuff.
You may want to be careful with that line. That is a 14-plus line.
Yes, it is a 14-plus line. You cannot. You have to get your parents' permission. Your parents' permission to call this line. At least it's not a 1-900-9 like back in the day. You charge lots of money for those. I don't do that stuff. I'm not one of those communists.
I'm definitely in the 80s. We had an answering machine until only 3 months ago. Oh my God, Gina, really? We haven't had
that. Yeah, she refuses to get with technology and stuff like that. She's back in the old stuff. Oh, yeah, Big Dan. Yeah, we got to give props. Norm MacDonald, one of the best. God rest his soul, passed away. Oh.
His Burt Reynolds on Saturday Night Live.
He was good in Dirty Work. Such a good movie. Norm.
Yeah, awesome, dude. Brilliant. Yeah, sad loss. I didn't realize he was sick.
He did well hiding it.
Yeah, that's too bad. Which is a Neil Diamond song, OG. Yeah, Red, Red Wine. Oh, the UB40. Oh, my God, Chris, I hate it. I don't hate many 80s songs. That's one of them. I absolutely hate that song. And I don't really know why, because the Neil Diamond, I understand it was the Neil Diamond one, but two completely different songs. I don't think I just didn't like UB40. That song, I think it was just because it was overplayed, and I heard it the time, and I just hated it. Oh, I hated it.
It was an awful song. Awful song.
So, I mean, you could think of some artists, and here's another one. And I wouldn't have known this band, probably. I had no albums by them. I didn't know who they were. And then when I heard this song, I loved it, and I looked them up, and they were around for quite a while. They were around, like, mid-70s through.
Oh, it's NCC.
This is like a very mystical, if I had ever done drugs, and I didn't, but if I had ever done drugs, this would probably be a good song to get all wasted to, I would imagine. Because you're just like,
I don't know, those of you who are, you know, tell us, is this a good song to
especially with that part right there where you hear this. Yeah. Great song. You know, I got introduced to this actually was Big Dan. You're gonna know this. A movie with Chevy Chase, Modern Problems with Chevy Chase. Do you remember it? It's not a very common movie you would think you'd remember him in. It's the silliest plot ever. He's driving home one night and his car is in back of a radiation truck. Radiation trucks are all over the place in the 80s, and the radiation crap leaks all over his car. And he's like window wiping the stuff up in his car. It's greenish stuff that's all over his car. And then he ends up getting these like powers where he can hear people's thoughts and all this kind of. It's a really, really goofy movie. But this is the first. That's where I heard that song from. And I had no idea who 10cc was. Now I have a couple of their albums actually on vinyl. They're pretty good out there. They are a strange group because they do a little bit of everything. They did a reggae song. So they do a little bit of different stuff, but I love that song. It's a very mystical song, and I kind of dig that kind of stuff. Ed resembles Pitbull, said Brian Norton.
Whoa.
You could be a stand-in for Punch for Chips with
Punch. Punch. Oh, not you know Punch. What? He is Punch. Is it Punch? Is he like the ghetto version of Punch? Because Punch is like a sex symbol in
Punch.
Punch. Unlike the jank version of Punch. Punch. Yeah.
Ow. Peter Cetera solo? You're talking about like Glory of Love from Karate Kid?
Oh, that breaks your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. It had Nell Carter. Yes, Nell Carter was in it as the maid. You were right, Trex.
Oh, yeah, what's that? Remember?
That's that Modern Problems movie that I was talking about with Chevy Chase. Yeah, she was like a voodoo. Awesome. She was like trying to do voodoo because she thought he was possessed. And he was just sitting there, and he was, like, moving all this stuff with his mind. Every time he did, he'd get a nosebleed. But she thought he was possessed and putting all this powder around the bed. And this was the craziest scene in the whole film. She puts this powder on the bed, and then he just goes over, and he snorts the entire line of the powder she puts around the bed. And then he sits there, and his hair is all, like, up, and he has these weird green eyes. And he's like, I like it. It's a really, really weird movie. I don't think Chevy's probably too proud of it. But yes, it's a good one. It's
a poor man's Iron Sheik. You jabroni!
You
jabroni! Hulk Hogan, I kill you! Nah, I'm not good at that. Nah.
Trex remembered Modern Problems. There you go. My night is made. Let's see. Let me get another one here.
Hold on, Joe. You're in the hugging. Hey, Joe, what the heck? Yo!
Go ahead, dude.
Yeah. You hog? Come on, man.
Hogging the yacht.
Hogging the radio time. You give the man some music and he just goes crazy. You're on a time. You're on a timeout, dude. Time.
Chicago. See if you
can get this one. Ready?
Thunder Island.
Down on Thunder Island.
You gotta love a song that starts off with "Sha la 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 la, my lady." Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Everybody. You know how many times? You know how many times me and Google serenaded the ladies down there? Everybody, pack up your bags, pull on your Birkenstocks with your black socks. We're all packing up and going down to Thunder Island. Yeah. You know how many times Google and I serenaded the ladies down to Thunder Island? It was a good old time. Yeah.
We got Chris talking wrestling.
He must be that bored that he's talking about.
Yeah,
yeah, we've transitioned into the wrestling podcast. Wrestling. Yeah, yeah. Yes. How about what's going on with NXT? Oh, wrong wrestling thing. Oops.
Ooh. Oh. That's a great song, though. Absolutely. Thunder Island's awesome.
Yeah.
Yacht Rock even crossed over with a little bit of soul. There was some soul that crossed over into Yacht Rock as well. And this one is this is George Benson. Let's see if you remember.
Give me the night.
Absolutely. So give me the night. Nancy said, I don't know Yacht Rock. I'm just going to talk about whatever I want.
Nancy, go with the flow, baby.
Cause there's music in the air, lots of loving everywhere. So
this is the end of summer episode. We're going into fall. It's pumpkin spice everything. So tonight is the night where we celebrate the end of summer with some yacht talk.
Yes.
Everybody, now it's going to be where everything is cold and we have to button up and wear sweaters and we have to drink and everything is pumpkin. Pumpkin spice coffee, pumpkin spice lasagna, pumpkin spice McDonald's, pumpkin spice everything. Yes. So just enjoy everyone the last days, because I think tomorrow is the first day of fall. So let's just enjoy the last night of summer and let's just have our bubbly and talk yacht rock. Yacht. So, Joe, let's go into our top five.
Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, dude.
Songs of yacht rock.
We're going to do our top five. What's Billy Ocean? Yeah, Billy Ocean definitely tracks. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Brian's throwing up from the pumpkin, I'm guessing. It's not 70s pumpkin badass, but it's 80s cheesy. Cool and the Gang is yacht rock. Cool and the Gang was good. Yeah, good stuff. All right, dude, what's your number five?
I am going to go in to... Whoop, wrong one. Hold on. Number five.
Little duet.
One of my favorite songs. I set up to get you with a fine tooth comb. Guarantee ya, if you go to a karaoke night.
Oh, yeah.
Can just tear it up at a karaoke night with this song, especially if you get a fine lady on your arm and you two just break it down. You will just tear the house on fire singing this song, Islands in the Stream, with my girl Dolly and Kenny. You guys will just tear it up. Limitation.
God rest Kenny's soul, man. Kenny Rogers, baby, the gambler himself. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. My God, the gambler.
Absolutely, man. Kenny was the man.
Awesome song.
Kenny was the man. All right, here we go. I'm going to do, this is Atlantic Rhythm Section, another band that you could probably consider is all yacht rock, and here we go. I must have liked songs with music intros. I think that's a big thing for me. There was voodoo in the air. Oh, man. There was voodoo in the air. Where do you hear a line like that? Ladies, Nancy and
Nancy's like, I love that you don't say my post. You just keep yelling my name.
Nancy and Gina, if you heard a gentleman walk into a bar and say,
Chicago,
there is voodoo in the air. I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. Two Tickets to Paradise. So Into You by Atlantic Rhythm Section. I'll also throw in a little nod to them for the song, the remake, actually, of Spooky, which is another one I love. Love is Kind of Crazy with a Spooky Little Girl Like You. They remade that song. It was an older song that they brought back. But that I think their version actually became more popular than the original. So a couple of songs by Atlantic Rhythm Section. So that's my number five. Two Tickets to Paradise is a great song. Absolutely. Eddie Money. Voodoo. Gina, there's voodoo in the air. Nancy says you're drunk, Ed. Ed is drunk.
No, Ed's not.
He's drinking champagne. Of course.
Ed, there is no Ed. This is Fontana. That is Ed Fontana. Is gone. Ed is, Ed not is here, somewhere right? else. Who is this Ed you are talking about? So let's read some. Well, this episode airing, Doc Bricker from the Love Boat is back in 1981 listening to Sailing by Christopher Cross and scoring with a female passenger like his idol.
The doctor.
Chris says Kokomo.
Yes. Yes.
The doctor Nancy did. Says, I love that you don't say my posts. LOL. You just keep yelling my name, Nancy. Like Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy. You have the perfect name. Nancy, I wonder how many times, like growing up during Nightmare on Elm Street, did you hear like your name? Because, like, with that Nightmare on Elm Street with Nancy. Joey, what about Two Tickets to Paradise by Eddie Money?
Two Tickets
to Paradise. Ed is not here. It is Fontana.
Pack your bags and leave tonight. Yes, great song. Great song. I love anything by Eddie Money. Eddie Money couldn't have really done a bad song that I
probably any Buena Vista Social Club song. And then, again, Wiz. The Wiz. We're going to do a whole episode dedicated to the Wiz.
We're going to have to. Yeah.
And we're going
to
have to.
We're going to have to. We're going to have to do that someday. Yes. We might have to do a watch along with the Wiz someday.
All right. So we're caught up on the quotes. Nancy, you happy? Fontana uses Sex Panther by Odeon. They've done studies 60% of the time. It works. He's on down to my yacht. Yes, quote of the night. Absolutely.
There you go. All right. What's your number four?
Number four.
Oh my God. What a great song. Somebody mentioned it earlier.
Oh, yes.
Christopher Cross. I think Chris mentioned it.
Great song. Yes.
This doesn't get you going. This will wake you up.
This is another quintessential yacht rock song. It just gets you running like you want to get the...
Yes. If this doesn't get you going, nothing will.
Like it wants you to get to the hands, go like this.
It is a night. My mind is weak. I'm on the run.
It just... No time to sleep. Like, you just feel like you're like a... You just want to feel like you're like...
A, so good. That's a bike song. That's like a motorcycle or a bicycle song.
No, like you're just pedaling. Like you and Pee-wee are pedaling on his bicycle, and you guys are just going down to Mexico, and you're going to cross the line, and you're going to start new lives. And then you're going to go, and you're going to find new women. That's what you're going to do. And you're going to start your way down there, right? And that's just the way it's going to be. You know what I mean? That's the way it is, man.
It's
you know?
A great song, man. One of the best ones that there's out there. Ride Like the Wind, baby. Crossing McDonald. Yeah. And there's another one. See, I told you. Michael McDonald is on so many of these songs you don't even know. You can listen to them and be like, oh, my God, that's Michael McDonald. He was on so many of them, and it's amazing. All right, here's my number four. This one was in a Transformers movie, actually, recently.
Oh. Which...
The band,
M-Loaf, Buckby, M-Loaf.
It's called Player. It was in the Bumblebee movie.
Baby, come back.
Yes. Baby, come back. He was playing it on the radio, I believe, is where it came from. Might have been one of the Transformers ones. I don't really remember. You know, I like this, and here comes the lyric. Listen to here. There's a lyric where he says false bravado. See, I like stuff like that because nobody's even going to know what the hell false bravado means.
And everything about you.
Oh, love it. Love it. All right. That's my number four. That is Player and Baby Come Back. All right, dude. What is your number three, man?
Nancy mentioned Mr. Hung, so I just kind of appeared. Did you need something, Nancy?
Who's ever heard of the term false bravado? Tell me that. Tell me that. Tell me you would have never... heard of that. If you never heard this song, you would never know what false bravado meant. I probably would have never heard it. So awesome. Baby Come Back by Player. The original Ridge Forrester from The Bold and the Beautiful was in the band. It was the 2007 transfer. Okay. I knew Bumblebee played it on the radio. I just didn't know which one it was in. So there you go. All right, dude, what's your number three?
Oh, number three. One of my all-time absolute favorite songs. Every time it comes on, I have to...
Gotta love the saxophone at the beginning.
Yes. One of the best saxophones. One of the best songs, man. This thing just kicks on, and it's just so chill. I don't know how many people know this song, but it's just, like, absolutely awesome. Yes. This probably could have been ranked even higher. But this song is just so chill, and it's, like, so awesome. And this is like one of the best songs of all time, man. Like, you just put this thing on and it's like, oh my God, yes. Actually, I could probably even move this up to number two, but I didn't know I put it as three, but Baker's Three by Jerry Rafferty, man. Yes. Great. Actually, you know what? This could be number two. I'm going to swap that out. This will be my number two. It's my number two. I'm putting number two. Switch it around.
Yes. Great song.
Number two.
All right, man. Here's my number three.
Number two. Oh, Lonely Boy. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Love who it. Wrote the Golden Girls song?
Oh, did he?
Yes. Andrew Gold. Andrew Gold wrote the Golden Girls.
Oh,
that is a makeout song.
The intro to all these songs are really dramatic. They are. You're right, Gina. They are. They have very long intros. Yes. Yes. Chris says F in Baker Street. All-time favorite. Number one, Jerry Rafferty. A lot of piano in this.
Yes. Lonely Boy.
Over the Lonely Boy. Over the Lonely Boy. This one told the story too. Girls yep. into a man later on. And
yeah. Yep. Andrew Gold.
Yes, great song. All right, there's my number three. What's your number two?
Number two, you played it earlier, actually.
Oh no, I took it.
Yeah, you took it earlier.
What was it?
Number three would be Brandy by Looking Glass. Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah. So you could jump into
yours.
Oh, yeah,
you swapped them. You went 3-2. You reversed your three and your two, right?
Brandy's a song that I could play all the time. You know what I mean? So that's definitely.
All right. All right. Well, I will go with my number two. Let me go and find it here. Let's see here. All right. Now, this one was actually a remake. Hard to say which one of them I like better, and both of them came out around the same time. Kenny Loggins did it first.
Michael McDonald?
Michael McDonald did it after. I love the lyrics to this, actually. It's a very, very positive song. And this, of course, yes, is Michael McDonald. I couldn't do one of these lists without Michael McDonald. The song called I Gotta Try. Now, Loggins' version is a little bit heavier, I think. We're living in a desperate world. Some people see a change. Some will remain the same. I love the lyrics in this. Others will live their lives under the gun. Love it. Some say the road is cleared. Some say the end is near. They said it's a hopeless fight, but I say I've got to try. Love it. Positive song. I love the lyrics. Michael McDonald makes my list at number two. All right, dude. It is time for the number choice. And man, this is tough. This is a hard choice. This is a hard choice.
Not for what? Me, it's not.
Uh-oh. All right.
What was it was hard. One? That's what she said. But no, it was not. It was actually pretty damn easy, dude. For what me, my was... number one, and this is probably one of my all-time favorite top songs ever.
Oh, my God. It's probably a lot of people's number one.
Very easy to pick.
Know this one. Who sang it?
That's a very easy song, but that one, very good song. Africa, yes, that's my Solo. Number one.
Amazing song. Love it. All right. This one may be a surprise to some people.
Thank you, Buck B.
Yeah, great song, man. That's an 80s classic. That'd probably make a lot of people's top 10 as far as 80s songs. Google it.
Joe. I remember this one time. Oh, my God. I got really messed up, Joe.
What did
me,
you do?
Me, Brigitte Nielsen, and Grace Jones. Oh my God, we did a bunch of like cocaine. I know it's a family show, but we did a bunch of stuff. Cocaine and like, oh, we freebased. And then we put Africa on. And then I had Bridget Nelson. She shaved my whole body. I put a bunch of shaving cream on and she shaved me naked. She shaved my whole body and then we made sweet love. Oh my God. Like she shaved me like a baby seal. Oh my God, it was the crazy. Then we played Spin the Bottle. It was me, her, and Chris Everett. Oh my God, it was the most wild night. It was right on the set with Grace Jones of Conan. It was that night. Oh my God, it was a crazy night. Boy, those times in the 80s were wild. Look at my face. It's wild tonight.
Your face is wild, yes. You're getting a little blue.
That's that green screen. That's that green screen. I've had some adventures. I should write a book, The Adventures of Google.
You should. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you should. You might be having some more adventures down the road soon from what I'm hearing, too.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, we might be talking about winning a date with Google, but that's
yes, we might have a little contest on the show coming up at some point. Yes. Yes. We'll tease that. And we'll keep it on the back burner. But yes, we may be doing that. Somebody may get to relive their memories and talk all about what it would be like to be on a date with Google. Yes, we may do that sometime down the road. So,
but I don't use protection, so just be wary of that. Ah!
All right. Man. All right,
dude. Go ahead with your number one, dude.
It's one screwed up party, says Trex. OMFG, says Chris. All right. Here's my number one. It's probably going to surprise some people. There are so many of these songs that I like. This one, though, this is one of those songs that I talk about that would never, ever, ever, ever hit the airwaves today. They never play this. And pretty much because of one particular lyric, and it's the lyric that starts the song. So I'll give you a little clue, but here we go.
Oh, yes.
This guy even has a yacht rock name. And there's that intro again, Gina. The long intro. The piano. And this is the lyric that why it would never be played. Ready? Here it comes.
That's kind of like wrong, dude.
So they would never allow this. If this was being played on the radio today, there's no
not
way.
Not today, man. There's maybe no back way. In the 70s that would fly. Not now.
He was going after a 16-year-old. Now, the thing is, I mean, at the time when Benny Mardones recorded this, I don't know how old he was, but I'm guessing he probably wasn't in his teens. Probably 20s, maybe late 20s. Who knows? Maybe even 30s. But he was talking about dating a 16-year-old. And the thing is, a lot of these guys wrote lyrics from things that happened in their lives. So, yeah.
Coincidentally, Benny was arrested for... Benny was arrested for a child, you know what? Oh.
I love the end of that when he just goes all out and he's like, oh, and he just does that.
That was him getting molested in prison.
That could have been.
That was prison break, yeah. They recorded him after he was in prison.
Benny Mardones, yeah. Into the Night. Chris is saying hot, hot, hot. Oh, dude. If I hear hot, hot, I DJed a lot of weddings and stuff for my family. And that they play that at every single wedding. Every wedding you go to in Pennsylvania, there are songs that they play, and that's one of them. And they do that little conga line around the room. So if I never hear hot, hot, hot again, I wouldn't be that upset about it.
Big Dan, Google has gotten it on with B many times. Let me tell you something. There are stories about he and B. Oh my God. And Nancy, I don't know. We have to have Google and Mr. Hung patch it up first before they talk about their adventures. Because last time I checked, those two are their enemies, like oil and water. Let me tell you. Yeah, there you are. Not friends right now.
All right.
Yes.
It's that time of the night. We're going to be our yacht.
I'm going to let you in on a spoiler. It's probably a yacht rock song. So
I think, yes, you are correct. You are correct. It is. And yes, The yacht's pulling into the dock. We've got to get going soon. So before we do, as we always do this time of the show, I'm going to throw out a lyric. It shouldn't be that hard. I actually even mentioned it. I can give you another spoiler. I mentioned the song earlier in the show as well. So, okay, here we go. If you decide Nancy's someday...
Nancy's going wild, the whiz.
She's spelling the whiz. If you decide someday to stop this little game that you are playing, I'm going to tell you all the things my heart's been a-dying to be saying. Just like a ghost, you've been a-haunting my dreams, but now I know you're not what you seem. So there you go. What is the lyric? I mentioned this song earlier. It is a yacht rock song. I mentioned it. I mentioned it not that long ago. So it's probably only maybe 10 minutes ago. Nancy spamming the chat with the whiz.
Spammer.
She's spamming our chat. What is it? Does anyone know? Throw your guesses out there. It is not Michael Jackson. It is not the whiz. It is not Ease on Down the Road.
Nancy.
Does anyone know it?
We say her name. We say her name.
I think we lost everyone.
Yeah. We still have some in here. It says
that is Tori Amos.
Oh my God. We really lost everyone. Dude. Jesus.
Dude, that's not even, she's not even yacht rock.
My God. Chris, how stoned are you?
Here, I'll sing it a little bit.
Chris really must be stoned.
All right. If you decide someday to stop this little game that you are playing, I'm going to tell you all the things my heart's been dying to be saying. Do, 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 do. Just like a ghost, you've been a haunting my dreams, but now I'm not.
All right, Chris. Yes.
You're not what you seem. Nobody got it.
Love no, is kind Joe. Of
crazy with a spooky little girl like you. It's called Spooky. Nobody got it. Everybody's stoned. Everybody's gone.
We lost them all at Yacht Rock. That was a good idea in theory. That's all right. We had fun, didn't you, Joe?
We did.
I had a good time. Yes,
I did.
That's
all
right.
I had a great
time. Yeah. Fontana had a good old time. Yeah.
Some people in Australia will listen to this and discover a whole new kind of rock and roll, and they'll start listening to all this kind of stuff. So there you go.
Dan, you tell us that one with the kick-ass sax sound. I don't know who played it, Dan. You let us know. Message us on Facebook.
That you did. That was the one with the sax at the beginning.
You mean Baker Street?
Oh, Baker Street. Yeah.
That's Baker Street, Dan. That's
Baker Street, dude.
Jerry Rafferty.
There you go, man. See, we got. Look at that. Dan heard a new song tonight.
Dan, I will send you my – I have a kick-ass Ed Yacht Rock playlist that I will send you, and it's awesome. I will send it to you.
That's the one he sent me. Yeah, that's
the one he sent me. It is full of awesome – it's through Apple Music, but you could still, like, pull all the songs off of it, and it's awesome. It's great. Anybody else wants it, just hit me up on Facebook.
There you go.
Because I have tons – I love Yacht Rock. Yacht Rock.
Yacht. Yeah, I love it.
So too. I think – So what we're talking about next week, we're going to probably do but we're talking about shocking moments of the 80s or.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Was it controversial?
Controversial. Yeah. Controversial. Yeah. So next week we're talking about we're going to do controversial moments of the 80s. So like things like Bud Dwyer and like Pete Rose betting on baseball, things like that. That's what we're going to do. We'll give you a spoiler. That's what we're talking about next week. So we hope you guys, you know, could get ready and think of some things for next week. And we got some fun stuff coming up we're talking about.
Yeah, we do. We're going to change things up a little bit. We have – and this was kind of just a way for us to introduce some things too, because we're going to use some clips. We're going to use some music and stuff like that like we were doing tonight. So we figured it would be a good way to kind of start that out there. So hopefully you all heard it well. The sound was good and all that kind of stuff, because that's kind of what this was. It was just kind of testing it out a little bit, making sure everything was cool. Big Dan says, I can't wait. Trek says, cool, as long as it's not pumpkin spice, says Brian.
No, I like pumpkin spice. I'm a pumpkin spice guy, so I like my coffee and all like that. And, yeah, we're going to change it up a little bit. Yeah, you know, we're always evolving. That's the thing with our podcast is, you know, yes. We're always trying to evolve and change ways and do things and just make it fun. We're here for you guys. So you guys have any kind of suggestions, any kind of like, you know, things, feel free to hit either one of us up and message us, let us know, you know, what things you think, how we you think we could do better or things you want us to keep or however, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're here just for you guys and we're here to have fun. Yep. So we want to do. We're always here to
do the one thing we're trying to do a little bit is we're trying not to get involved with too many things at one time. We're going to try to narrow it down a little bit because what we do is we get one topic that's very broad and we end up going over like so much and probably just information overload. So
we're just going to try to narrow it down a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to try to narrow it down to just one thing instead of having multiple things in one show because I think it just would be better and it allows us to just talk about that one thing. We don't run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah. The boat has pulled into shore and it is time for us to get off the yacht. So, thanks for coming out tonight to watch the show all about Yacht Rock. Hope you had some hope you enjoyed some of the songs that you heard. Maybe it's something you knew, something you haven't heard before, like Big Dan. Hope you like
the Nancy, episode. I'll send it to you. I'll send you there both. You Dan and Nancy, you'll get the playlist. How?
Best pop culture year of the 80s show would be killer. Yeah. I mean, post them in the Facebook group and
send them to us.
We will take a look. Take a look, DM us on Twitter, whichever you want to do. All right, guys, that is it for tonight. Thank you for coming on
the. We went long too, dude.
Us, we did.
I gotta get my things up here.
Thank you for coming on the yacht with us tonight, and hopefully, we will see you all next Wednesday at 9:00 p.m. Eastern Time. So for Fontana and myself, the captain, we will see you all next week on I Live the 80s. Good night.
And pass the Grey Poupon.